the basketball.
When you talk about the way that they're playing now, it's certainly different than it was in the early part of the season because the competition is much, much tougher. But the game against the other night against Nebraska, you have said before in previous games, boy, this is the best overall. That may be the best overall game you guys played as far as sharing the basketball and good shot selection.
Yeah, I think it's, I think we've gotten back a little bit into a good offensive rhythm. You know, and again, it's this conference is really tough. Winning on the road and playing well on the road is really tough. I mean, we talked about the other day about, you know, yeah. Michigan just played at Penn State and was down 37 in the second half. And it's tough to win on the road, and it's tough to play well on the road. And being at home since, January 23rd, technically, we've had a chance just to get into a good rhythm.
Sure. And this is I think, common around the entire country of guys going on the road and playing, not just the Big Ten.
No. I think it's 82% of all games in college are won at home. So if you ever just wanted to make a lot of money, you could just bet home games, I guess.
You know, I like to make a lot of money. You got a suggestion for me. When you look at your scoring the other night and the win over Nebraska, man, everybody was just locked in, especially good, and good to see Don Carey have one of his best games.
You know, I forgot to take that stat sheet from you.
Now, you can't look at this either.
I know. I'm cheating there. Yeah, Don's been working hard. He's been playing great defense. He's been doing a lot of good things for us out there. He just hasn't been able to make a shot. And, you know, I think him making that first one in the first half kind of relaxed him a little bit and made the hoop look a little bigger. You know, and that's, you know, I think he's trending in the right direction.
What do you tell a, guy like that, just keep shooting? It's going to go in?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I don't know what the alternative is, because, again, he does so many good things on the defensive end. He covers for guys. He usually guard one of the better shooters on the other team. So it was just a matter of time until he kind of broke out of it. And, I feel good for him because he's worked really hard.
I bet you in your coaching days, of which you've got an illustrious coaching career.
Illustrious, yes.
As we all know about that. Jamari Young would be right up there among some of the best guys that you've coached intensity-wise, talent-wise.
Yeah, Jameer's really, he's really gotten comfortable with the offensive system. He's gotten comfortable with the size of the league and the physicality of the league. Going up against bigger guards just about every night, I think he's just kind of learned how to pick and choose his spots much better. And I think we're playing much better because I think he's understands his role now and understands what's going on.
How long does it take for you as the coach to get adjusted to the physicality of the Big Ten and some of the places we go to play? And they're certainly not kind to us when we're on the road, but it's a different ballgame.
Yeah, I don't think I'm used to it yet. We have very good referees in this league, but I think it's getting used to, it's not the refereeing. It's the crowds. It's the intensity of the game. It's the overall travel that I'm still trying to get used to a little bit because it's a physical league, and our referees let that happen. And I think, it's what makes it such good basketball is that I think our refs in our league understand who we are, and they ref to that. And I think on the road we haven't adapted to the physicality quite as well as when we're at home and we have a home crowd against you and you're a little bit more juiced up. I think we haven't played as physical on the road. That's one reason we struggled on the road a little bit.
And a lot of these officials have been around for a long time. I think I'm not standing up for the officials, but that's a tough job. These guys are so much more talented today than they were 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
No, I mean,
how do you stay up with them?
No, I mean, these, like I said, our referees are great. I've been really impressed with the level. In depth that we have.
Sure.
We also have some really good young referees coming up the pipeline, which I think is exciting. We've had them in the last three or four games. I've really been impressed with some of the young guys and their demeanor and their positioning. We haven't adapted as a team of being a little bit more physical on the road. I think that's been our issue a little bit on the road is that we haven't played more physical, and I think that's what we need to do.
When you sit back and you look at the different places we played in this year, does one jump out at you? I think Purdue may be that one.
Yeah, Purdue was impressive. It's also it's a first-class facility. I mean, everything about it.
First-class operation,
yeah.
The whole thing.
You know, it was really, really impressive, the students – student section was there, you know, 2 hours before the game cheering on. It was like, man, oh, man, you guys got to have something better to do. Purdue was really impressive. And I thought Wisconsin was really impressive, too. Because that was a snowy December night, and they still had 18,000. So I think it's what makes Big Ten basketball really cool is every night it's a great home. And our crowds have been awesome.
You've also said many, many times that you are very happy with the way this team is playing now. Where we are with the season winding down, you've turned the corner at 14-7, and at home you've won 8 consecutive conference games going back to last year's 3, and you won every one this year at home. And the Big Ten, as you mentioned time and time again, is tough, and still we're in great position for postseason.
Yeah, I mean, we're right there. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, you look at what we have remaining. We have a tough stretch at home: Penn State, Purdue, Northwestern, Minnesota. You know, so, and obviously Indiana tomorrow. So, but good opportunities. Yeah, I mean, right now we're projected to be a 9 seed. That's something that we want to improve. I was hoping we'd have a couple road wins in conference by now, but I think we'll get there.
Well, the Terrapins are rolling now. Tomorrow night's a 9 o'clock start, the first of 3 consecutive 9 o'clock games. Schedule makers haven't been that kind to Maryland. We'll play against Minnesota at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. Against Michigan State, that'll be at 9 o'clock on Tuesday from East Lansing, Michigan. They went over Nebraska, the largest margin of victory in a Big Ten game since beating Rutgers. That was way back in 2017. And the largest margin of victory in the Big Ten home game since beating Illinois, 84-59. That was back in 2016. Terps tomorrow night against the Indiana Hoosiers. We hope you'll be there. If not, we'll have it right here in these Maryland Network stations. When we come back to continue to talk Terps with head coach Kevin Willard, brought to you by Window Nation, the official window replacement company of the Maryland Terrapins. You're listening to the Maryland Sports Radio Network.
Dear past, present, and future football watchers, football is back! So consider this your official excuse for always putting football watching first, courtesy of Pepsi. That haircut appointment? Seeing the in-laws for the first time in ages?
It's been so long!
Nope, sorry, Susan, not if it's on Sunday. Long story short, after the year we've all had, we think you could use a little football watching. So crack open a Pepsi and cheer your football watching face off. With love, Pepsi. Made for football watching. That's what I like.
Whether you're tailgating in the stadium lot, hosting your crew of Terps fans, or catching the game at your favorite bar, enjoy the 150-time award-winning rye whiskey brand Sagamore Spirit, the official American whiskey of UMD Athletics. With pronounced notes of rich baking spices and toasted caramel, Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey is perfect for toasting to the team. Visit the Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey Distillery on the Baltimore Peninsula or sagamorespirit.com to learn more.
Berg's Foods, the official hot dog of the University of Maryland, will be grilling up fan favorites all season long. Berg's Foods has been making premium quality franks, sausages, and deli specialties for over 89 years. Berg's hot dogs feature nothing but the finest ingredients, 100% premium cuts of beef, the perfect blend of seasoning and spices, and absolutely no fillers, no MSG, and gluten-free. Berg's Foods is proud to be the official hot dog of your Maryland Terrapins. Find Berg's at any of your local supermarkets and visit them at Berg'sFoods.com. Berg's, best in the business.
Hey DMV, it's Coach Loxley from your Terps to tell you why I chose Window Nation. With over 80,000 satisfied customers, locally made windows and installers with an average of 16 years of experience, I trusted my home to them, and you should too. The windows look amazing, and the attention to detail was second to none.
Now at Window Nation, get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy and pay 0 interest until 2025.
Call my friends at Window Nation or visit them online at windownation.com.
Hey, Terrapins fans! Three Olives Vodka reminds you that no watch party is complete without cocktails featuring the smooth, premium taste of Three Olives Vodka. Their quadruple distilled recipe will bring all the spirit you need this season. It's sure to be a crowd pleaser. Three Olives Vodka, official vodka of the Maryland Terrapins. Go Terps! Three Olives Company, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Terp fans, Northrop Realty, the official real estate brokerage of the Maryland Terrapins, has sold or placed under contract more than 900 homes in 1 week or less this year. Now's the time to get the most money for your home by maximizing its equity in today's market. Call Northrop Realty at 410-531-0321. That's 410-531-0321 to get your home ready, set, sold.
This is brought to you by CQ, the official banking partner of the Maryland Terrapins. As Maryland's largest credit union, you can expect a safer, smarter way of banking at CQ. Local banking also means you can expect an investment in your community. Becoming a member is easier than you think. With lower rates and fewer fees, CQ truly offers banking for all that you seek. To find out more, visit cqmd.org.
This is the Maryland Sports Radio Network on 105.7 The Fan.
Hunt, he lays it off the glass and in.
We're talking Terps with Coach Willard.
Once again, Johnny Holiday.
Well, when you eat a Burks, you're eating the very best. Burks Foods, proud to be the official hot dog of the Maryland Terrapins. Find them at any one of your local supermarkets. You can visit them at www.burksfoods.com. Our special guest tonight, Noah Batchelor, the young guy from up in Frederick County, presented by Bud Light. Bud Light for basketball fans everywhere. The first local guy you signed in state is right next to you, Coach. And Noah, Easter, I guess, he made his commitment to Maryland.
Yeah. Noah's been, we're excited. Noah's really improving, you know, day to day. It's, you know, this time of year, you really start to see if freshmen are going to be able to be big time guys as sophomores, and are they going to be able to make that jump and go from, you know, getting sparse minutes to all of a sudden being a major player. And, you know, Noah's making that jump. You know, he's really starting to understand. He's starting to get the speed of the game. He's starting to catch up to him, and he's starting to play at a little bit slower pace, and everything's in front of him. And I think he has a very, very bright future. I'm super excited the way he's improved on a daily basis.
And, Noah, when you go back and look at your basketball background, I was reading an article up there by somebody in Frederick County said that your dad said you always had a basketball in your hand. You drive them nuts in the house bouncing that ball all the time.
Yeah, I mean, as I was a little kid, you know, I always had a basketball in my hand. Even in my room, like you said, he would hear the ball bounce in my room. I had a little basketball hoop. So, yeah, definitely every time I could touch a basketball, I would always have a basketball in my hand.
How about what was that, fourth grade when you played at something, Carroll Manor or Carroll something?
Yeah, Carroll Manor. That was my elementary school. That was a little rec league. That's when I first really got started, you know, playing basketball, and that's when I realized, like, that I actually love the game and I want to keep playing. So that was definitely one of those moments where I realized, like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Did you dominate at Ballinger Creek Middle School?
I did.
as a 5'6", fifth grader, sixth grader?
Yeah, so actually, when I went into middle school, my sixth grade year was 5'10", so I was always taller than everybody. Yeah, so I started dunking the basketball in, like, seventh grade summer, so I was always pretty dominant, yeah.
How about Steve Curtis, Augustus, and Art Claiborne?
Yeah, those are my guys. Every time I go home, I'm always training with them. I'm always trying to get in the gym with them. So that's Steve Cuss is actually my trainer. Every time I get the chance to, I always train with him. Even, you know, during the season, if I can go home, I always go home and I'll train with him.
Maybe as well mention you've got Zone 24 up there in Frederick County.
Yeah, that's the gym that I'm at.
When you were a young guy starting to play basketball, and we'll talk to you about your high school career in a second, did you always have your vision on maybe coming to Maryland to play for Coach?
Yeah, that's a funny thing you say that. This is actually my dream school, you know, growing up. I always came to the games when I was in middle school, so this is definitely my dream school.
I saw you at a couple of games, yeah.
Yeah, so this is my dream school.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, when we got the job, it was one of the first things, you know, him being down at IMG. I had seen him play in AAU and was a big fan of just the way he played, and he was going someplace else, and then, and when we had the chance to recruit him, it was something that, you know, obviously, and we told him, we said, you know, your freshman year is not going to be spectacular, but, you know, I really saw him as a guy that was going to be a major, major minute guy his sophomore, junior, and senior year. Just because it's a huge adjustment from the high school basketball to Big Ten basketball. And, you know, we were hoping he would make jumps and continue to develop. And he's, you know, John, I'm telling you, he's going to be one of these guys that, you know, he's going to make 8-9 threes in a game, and, you know, I'm going to sit there and be surprised when he doesn't do it every night.
He did it in high school. right?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Yeah, you knocked them down in high school on a regular basis, sure.
Yeah.
You start up at St. Maria Goretti in Hagerstown, then you go to Glen Elg Country Day in Ellicott City, then you go down to IMG. Right. Step by step by step, tougher competition every year.
Yeah, you know, Goretti actually was kind of, it was a good little step for me to just get myself adjusted to high school basketball, playing with, you know, with all those seniors. We had like 9 seniors that year, so that kind of helped me, you know, get to that jump with Glen Elg. And then at some point, you know, you got to play better competition every day, and IMG was open, you know, for that discussion, so I had to make that jump.
You're battling every day in practice, and who drives you nuts in practice that you're having trouble staying with? Everybody.
Probably Dante. Yeah, honestly, everybody, yeah, but Dante's giving me the work every day.
No, I mean, I get Jai, it's, you know, I think the biggest thing for Noah, which is really exciting, is that, you know, not that he's not a tough kid, but, you know, learning how to play tough, you know, which most high school kids don't do. You know, the fact that he's been battling Dante every day, Hakeem every day, you know, his level of toughness and, you know, being able to be a little bit more physical on the offensive end, understanding what to do on the defensive end is, you know, he's really made great strides. It's been fun to watch because you can just see what a bright future he has.
And when you coach just talked about your first year is going to be an adjustment, and it's going to get better as time goes along. What do you work on to make sure that does happen sooner than later?
Yeah, you know, my defense is one of the biggest things that I could improve on and still can improve on. So defense was one of the biggest things that, you know, Willard and Coach Skin and basically the whole coaching staff was telling me, like, this is what you need to get better at to be able to get on the floor. My offense really wasn't a worry about it, so my defense was definitely the biggest thing.
You're coming off a nice win over Nebraska the other night. Tell us why this basketball team is playing so good right now from your perspective.
You know, I just think we gel well together. We, you know, we really play well together, and we really work hard every day. I know that people can't see that, but we really do work hard, and that's the reason why we're having success is because we practice so hard, and we play really hard.
And you got a big one tomorrow night.
Yeah, we do.
Major one tomorrow night, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Noah, thanks for being with us, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Terp fans, don't forget Northrop Realty, the official real estate brokerage for the Maryland Terrapins, sold or placed under contract more than 900 homes in 1 week or less last year. Visit NorthropRealty.com and get your home ready to be sold tomorrow. Back with more Talking Terps with head coach Kevin Willard in just a minute on the Maryland Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're tailgating in the stadium lot, hosting your crew of Terps fans, or catching the game at your favorite bar, enjoy the 150-time award-winning rye whiskey brand Sagamore Spirit, the official American whiskey of UMD Athletics. With pronounced notes of rich baking spices and toasted caramel, Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey is perfect for toasting to the team. Visit the Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey Distillery on the Baltimore Peninsula or sagamorespirit.com to learn more.
No one cares as much about their state as Marylanders. And no one cares for Marylanders like the University of Maryland Medical System, because the health of Marylanders is our mission, our focus, and our purpose. So we built a healthcare network that provides better access to the knowledge sharing of academic medicine for better treatments and better outcomes. That is a better state of care. That is the University of Maryland Medical System. Learn more at umms.org/better.
Are you seeing life in standard definition, or are you seeing life in high definition? Solomon Eye Physicians and Surgeons are the leaders in providing HD vision for every walk of life in all stages of life. Solomon Eye Physicians and Surgeons perform the most advanced refractive treatments to provide their patients HD vision. Nobody should be watching life pass them by with SD vision. Call the Solomon Eye Physicians and Surgeons at 877-750-6474 to see life in HD vision.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania is a wonderful blend of rural splendor and urban style, with many rich cultures, from the Amish to the arts. It's just a short drive to our wide open countryside, so come make some great memories. Lancaster features a hip downtown, wonderful family attractions, a varied culinary and drink scene, numerous recreational activities, walkable small towns, great shopping, and loads of lodging options. So start planning your Lancaster County road trip today at discoverlancaster.com.
Hey, Terrapins fans, 3 Olives Vodka reminds you that no watch party is complete without cocktails featuring the smooth, premium taste of 3 Olives Vodka. Their quadruple distilled recipe will bring all the spirit you need this season. It's sure to be a crowd pleaser. 3 Olives Vodka, official vodka of the Maryland Terrapins. Go Terps! 3 Olives Company, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Maryland Sports Radio Network on 105.7 The Fan.
To skip past the Young, fires the three. He got it!
You're listening to Talking Terps with Coach Willard.
Once again, here's Johnny Holiday.
And once again, Maryland PointsBet Sportsbook is live. You can download the app today and register your account from start to finish, all from your phone in just a matter of seconds. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, help's available by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Also join us for, once again, Talking Terps with Coach Willard coming up in a couple of weeks. We're not going to be here next week, but the week after, we'll have another radio show as they wind down. Only about 4 more to go, Coach, and put it in the books for another year.
I can't wait.
You've got some tremendous recruits that have signed to come in. One recruiting service has you number 16. One has you number 13 in the country.
One has us at number 9. Let's just go with that one.
One has you with number 9. One has you with number 8.
There we go. Let's just go with those. We have three signed, and we just got a fourth commitment this past weekend. But the three guys that are signed, they're just they're big time players. You know, Jonathan Lamothe up at, from Baltimore is an all around really good player. Defends, great passer, can play point guard, two guard. Jamie Kaiser is down at IMG, is a great shooter, but also just has a great feel for the game. For a guy at 6'7", can really pass the basketball. He can shoot it. He's tough. Has an unbelievable motor. And then Deshaun Harris-Smith at Paula 6, he's just everything. He's
number one of the state.
Yeah, I mean, he's as good a player that I'll ever coach, you know. So same with Jonathan and Jamie. I mean, these guys are no level. Deshaun is he's a tough son of a gun. Makes everybody around them better. Defends. I mean, all three of them are really. They all complement each other really well. They've all played with each other. They all know each other, so they're excited. They can't wait to get here. It's a big time class. It's going to be and then obviously we'll probably hit the portal a little bit to add to it. But it's a big-time class, and, I think everyone's going to be super excited once they get on campus.
Did you recruit here heavily at Seton Hall?
Yeah, I mean, we came down to D.C., Johnny, but, now that I've been down here, it's a very tight-knit community. And for us at Seton Hall, most of our kids were New York City kids.
Yeah, sure.
So this demographic in New York City and Northern Jersey and, for us, coming down here and getting in here when so many people are down here, it's such a heavily recruited area because there's so many good players. It's such good basketball. We came down here. Tony Skin was on my staff at Seton Hall. We used to come down here recruited. I think he just wanted to come on vacation.
Come see his friends.
Come hang out with the old neighborhood. But, I knew the area, and we did recruit down here. So that's why I was familiar with everybody down here. It's just, getting a certain type of player to come to Seton Hall from here was tough.
Recruiting is tougher now than it's ever been. Everybody's got the story about why you should come here, why you should play with us, blah, blah, blah. What's your message when you go into a guy's house and try to convince him, hey, College Park is the place. We got a great program. We're going up, and it's, hey, the
come
place
hang,
could be.
Come hang out, Loonies.
Sure, you could be part of the radio show, maybe.
Window Nation.
Not this year, but maybe next year.
Who else do we have? Sagamore Spirits. I mean, we've got lots of sponsors. No, I mean,
we've got a 57-station network, around the state of Maryland.
There we go. Window Nation. I think it's really important when we really make sure that the type of kids that we recruit are going to be a good fit. So it's not like a blanket sell. Each kid's different. Each family's different. Each opportunity's different. With this class, we really wanted a class. Obviously, we wanted guys that could play, but we wanted to make sure that these guys were tough. They had a little bit of grit in them. You know, it's the first recruiting class. You know, it's going to be a lot of pressure on them. But we wanted to make sure it was the right type of kids that they were going to, you know, enjoy it. And so the recruiting process is just, you know, it's all about fit. It really is.
Yeah.
And the University of Maryland is a phenomenal institution. It's a great university. It's a great area. It's a great fan base to play for. So we have all those things going for us. It's just making sure you find the right guy that's going to be able to come in and help your team, have him be successful, because the more the individual is successful, the more the team's successful.
Have you gone after guys that have been great basketball players and all of a sudden you figure, well, this is not the kind of personality that I want to have in my basket? He's a great player, but he's got some other things.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to work on. Probably not a lot of those guys.
No, maybe early on, but I think as I've gotten older, I really look at personality and fit more than basketball, because you know, I'm an easy guy to play for, but I'm a tough guy to play for because, you know, I demand excellence in practice. You know, you got to practice hard every day. You got to bring it every day.
Well, that's why you're successful.
And a lot of kids don't like doing that. You know, a lot of kids say they want to be good players. They want to work on their game. But then also when they find out what it really takes to work on their game, they're like, whoa. So I think that more than anything is kind of what we look for.
Yeah. Well, we got a very special guest coming up, Coach. Albert King is going to join us from up there in New Jersey. Talking Terps with Head Coach Kevin Willard is brought to you by our good friends at, a little bit different, Food Line. They got a very special program. It's a Give More to the Score program.
Forgot about Food Line.
For every free throw the Terrapins make this season, Food Line Feeds will donate 100 meals to local food banks in College Park. A total of up to 30,000 meals will be donated in the communities of participating colleges through Feed Lion.
We had a lot of free throws last game.
You sure did, yeah.
26. Go ahead and read this. We want to read the...
Food Lion Feeds. Go ahead.
24 for 26. So 24, isn't that $2,400 to families?
I'm not a math major, but I'll figure it out. Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean...
You're pretty close.
So we got Window Nation. We got Sagamore Spirits.
Yeah.
Food Lion.
And we got Points Bet.
Yeah,
we got our host Loonies. What else
can
you say?
And Loonies, that's a recruiting pitch in itself.
I know. And we'll have also Albert King.
I'm looking forward to that.
He'll be coming up next right here on Talking Terps with Coach Kevin Willard on the Maryland Sports Radio Network.
In Prince George's County, you're close to everything. Just outside of Washington, D.C., you're welcome with the whole family. Whether you're a local looking for fun and sports in your own backyard, or looking for a road trip getaway, or looking to host a memorable meeting or convention, our top-rated hotels, arts, and attractions have you covered. Experience Prince George's County, Maryland, where creating lasting memories happen every day. Visit www.experienceprincegeorges.com for more info.
Hey, Terrapins fans! Three Olives Vodka reminds you that no watch party is complete without cocktails featuring the smooth, premium taste of Three Olives Vodka. Their quadruple distilled recipe will bring all the spirit you need this season. It's sure to be a crowd pleaser. Three Olives Vodka, official vodka of the Maryland Terrapins. Go Terps! Three Olives Company, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey DMV, it's Coach Loxley from your Terps to tell you why I chose Window Nation. With over 80,000 satisfied customers, locally made windows and installers with an average of 16 years of experience, I trusted my home to them, and you should too. The windows look amazing, and the attention to detail was second to none.
Now at Window Nation, get two free windows with every two you buy and pay zero interest until 2025.
Call my friends at Window Nation or visit them online at windownation.com.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania is a wonderful blend of rural splendor and urban style, with many rich cultures, from the Amish to the arts. It's just a short drive to our wide open countryside, so come make some great memories. Lancaster features a hip downtown, wonderful family attractions, a varied culinary and drink scene, numerous recreational activities, walkable small towns, great shopping, and loads of lodging options. So start planning your Lancaster County road trip today at discoverlancaster.com.
Whether you're tailgating in the stadium lot, hosting your crew of Terps fans, or catching the game at your favorite bar, enjoy the 150-time award-winning rye whiskey brand Sagamore Spirit, the official American whiskey of UMD Athletics. With pronounced notes of rich baking spices and toasted caramel, Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey is perfect for toasting to the team. Visit the Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey Distillery on the Baltimore Peninsula or sagamorespirit.com to learn more.
Are you seeing life in standard definition? Or are you seeing life in high definition? Solomon Eye Physicians and Surgeons are the leaders in providing HD vision for every walk of life in all stages of life. Solomon Eye Physicians and Surgeons perform the most advanced refractive treatments to provide their patients HD vision. Nobody should be watching life pass them by with SD vision. Call the Solomon Eye Physicians and Surgeons at 877-750-6474 to see life in HD vision.
All across Prince George's County, this is your time to change up. Because University of Maryland Capital Region Health is changing up how we care for you. With new technology, more top specialists, and more state-of-the-art facilities coming soon to this region, we're changing up everything. Because amazing healthcare can do more than make you feel better. It can bring our entire community together. See how we're changing up at umcapitalregion.org/changeup.
This is the Maryland Sports Radio Network on 105.7 The Fan.
Hart, he lays it off the glass and in.
We're talking Terps with Coach Willard.
Once again, Johnny Holiday.
And once again, let's go to our off-camera announcer. No, I'll read this. Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, the official American whiskey of Maryland Athletics. You can toast to the team with Maryland's 100-time award-winning rye whiskey brands. That's visit sagamorespirit.com. And grab a bottle near you. Coach, I got the telephone up there. I think he's in New Jersey, a guy that grew up in Brooklyn, New York, Albert King, former Maryland All-American. Albert, good evening.
Am I speaking to the coach and the legend? Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Albert. How are you? Coach Willard's right alongside here.
Albert, how are you?
I'm doing well, Coach. Hope all is well for you.
Everything's great. How's everything up there in beautiful Jersey?
Everything is nice today around 50, it was in the 50s. It was spring weather, but everything's going well up here. And I hope everything's going well with the team. And it's an honor to be on the phone with you. And I always have to call him the legend, Johnny Holiday.
How are those Wendy's things going? Pretty good?
Everything's going good. I'm still in business. I'm still trying to stay out of their way. But no, it's been good for me. I had the opportunity to play basketball for a long time, junior high school, college, professional, and I found another love, the Wendy's business. So it's been 27 years, and things are going well.
Wow, that's great. Nobody at Maryland ever wears number 55 because that's Albert's number. It's been retired. All-American, 1980-81s, All-ACC. I mean, everything. You did everything that you were expected to do when you came to Maryland. Did you have other schools in mind, Albert, besides the Terrapins?
There was, I mean, anyone over 60 know the history. There was a lot of schools out there offering scholarships. But I'm glad I chose Maryland. It was a good choice for me. It worked out well. I played 4 years, and it was a great experience being with Coach Rizzell. And getting and meeting some people on the team that I'm still good friends with, like Buck Williams. So it was a good experience. And I have to say, because I'll get in trouble, the best thing that ever happened to me is I met my wife at school.
And Albert.
It's been 39 years, and I still listen to her.
Wow, 39 years.
Now, Albert, I have a question. Now, did you end up staying in Jersey because you got drafted by the Nets, or – I know you're from New York. How'd you end up settling in Jersey?
Well, after school, I was drafted by the Nets, and that's why I ended up in Jersey.
Okay.
Being from Brooklyn, it was great to be able to be close to home, but not too close. So, as you know, Buck was drafted number 3 by the Nets, and I was drafted number 10. And ever since then, I've been a Jersey guy. But I'm born and bred, and the blood is in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you're from Brooklyn saying that you're a Jersey guy. Now, I know a lot of people in Brooklyn. You'll get in trouble for that.
No, I'm a Jersey guy, but I live and breathe Brooklyn. I will always be a Fort Greene, Brooklyn. That's where I was born and raised.
when you look at all the games you guys won playing for Lefty, the first year you won 15, the second year you won 19, then you won 24, you won 21, a total of 50 wins, only 11 losses at venerable, legendary Cole Fieldhouse. What a home court advantage that was, Albert.
Well, I mean, with the place they have now is fantastic. I've been down there a couple times, and it's a great home court advantage. But I will, as an older person now, I will always be loyal to Cole Fieldhouse. 14,500 fans, and to run out onto that court with those people yelling and the student body right there, it's nothing like it. I'm sure they feel the same way now where they're playing, but Cole Fieldhouse is legendary, and there's a lot of great wins and a lot of great things happen, especially with Coach Giselle in there.
Have you spoken to Coach at all recently?
Well, I spoke to him probably 6 months ago or so. He's doing well. As we all know, his wife passed. You know, she passed away, and that's been very difficult on him. That's when I spoke to him, I think, last. And that's been a difficult situation. She was a great lady. She used to always have her over to the house every summer. And that was a lot to put up with, having the team come over to your house and just destroy it and eat all the food. But Coach is doing well. You know, he's older. Everyone has health problems as they get a little older. But hopefully I can see him again. It'd be nice to see him at a game.
That's good. Albert, we're going to take a break here. Just 1 second. Can you hold on so we can continue a conversation?
Absolutely.
Okay, back in just a minute, talking Terps with head coach Kevin Willard on the Maryland Sports Radio Network.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania is a wonderful blend of rural splendor and urban style, with many rich cultures, from the Amish to the arts. It's just a short drive to our wide open countryside, so come make some great memories. Lancaster features a hip downtown, wonderful family attractions, a varied culinary and drink scene, numerous recreational activities, walkable small towns, great shopping, and loads of lodging options. So start planning your Lancaster County road trip today at discoverlancaster.com.
Whether you're tailgating in the stadium lot, hosting your crew of Terps fans, or catching the game at your favorite bar, enjoy the 150-time award-winning rye whiskey brand Sagamore Spirit, the official American whiskey of UMD Athletics. With pronounced notes of rich baking spices and toasted caramel, Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey is perfect for toasting to the team. Visit the Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey Distillery on the Baltimore Peninsula or sagamorespirit.com to learn more.
Are you seeing life in standard definition, or are you seeing life in high definition? Solomon Eye Physicians and Surgeons are the leaders in providing HD vision for every walk of life in all stages of life. Solomon Eye Physicians and Surgeons perform the most advanced refractive treatments to provide their patients HD vision. Nobody should be watching life pass them by with SD vision. Call the Solomon Eye Physicians and Surgeons at 877-750-6474 to see life in HD vision.
In Prince George's County, you're close to everything. Just outside of Washington, D.C., you're welcome with the whole family. Whether you're a local looking for fun and sports in your own backyard, or looking for a road trip getaway, or looking to host a memorable meeting or convention, our top-rated hotels, arts, and attractions have you covered. Experience Prince George's County, Maryland, where creating lasting memories happen every day. Visit www.experienceprincegeorges.com for more info.
As the official medical providers for the Terps, University of Maryland's orthopedic specialists know plenty about getting athletes and weekend warriors back in the game. Our team of physicians, athletic trainers, physical and occupational therapists offer proper diagnosis, innovative treatments, and faster recovery. Same-day appointments are available for acute sports injuries and other musculoskeletal concerns. We are Maryland's orthopedic team. For more information, visit umortho.org. University of Maryland Orthopedics, a better state of care.
This is the Maryland Sports Radio Network on 105.7 The Fan.
Hunt, he lays it off the glass and in.
We're talking Terps with Coach Willard.
Once again, Johnny Holiday.
Well, we got to talk about the coach and I's favorite place. That's Window Nation. They're going to help you beat the cold weather for winter by offering two free windows for every two that you buy. Plus, you got a house of windows for as low as $2 a day. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. We're visiting with one of the all-time great Maryland basketball players, Albert King. And Albert, when you look back at with your career, you talked about a couple of guys you played with, but the night Greg Manning was at the game, Dutch Morley was at the game. A lot of guys are coming back to see us play. Have you been down recently the last couple of years?
No, unfortunately, I haven't been down, but I'm going to say right now, I'm going to make it down before the season ends. I was looking at the schedule the other day, and I saw a Purdue game that might be an interesting one. That might be a nice little upset.
I might sub you in, Albert. I could use some of those 2,000 points.
Coach, if you sub me in, I'm going to need a double pick in around 5 seconds.
done deal. You're in.
But I promise I'm going to make it down there. Definitely so.
Howard, when you got drafted by the Nets, who was the coach of the New Jersey Nets then?
When I first came in, coach was Larry Brown.
It was Larry Brown. That's right.
Yes, and a lot of people that don't know the name Larry Brown. He was, I think, other than a coach I had when I was growing up coaching, he was the greatest coach I ever had. His philosophy on basketball, fundamentals, and how he just taught you the game, it stays with me today.
How long was Larry the coach of the 76ers while you were there? And that's the Nets while you were there.
Well, I know Larry, so I can say, you know, it wasn't too long. if anyone knows Larry, Coach Brown history back then, it didn't last too long.
He was always on the move.
It was only for 2 years, unfortunately.
And then who came after Larry Brown?
After Larry Brown, it was a coach from, he used to be with the San Antonio Spurs. His name, he passed away, Stan Allback.
Okay.
Stan Allback was running gun. You take it out of the basket, out of the net, and you just run. He just wanted you to run. That was great for us young guys.
The Meadowlands were a lot like Cole Fieldhouse back then, wasn't it?
The what again, please? Sorry.
The Meadowlands was a lot like Cole Fieldhouse.
Yes. I mean, it was just run. And that's what you want to do when you play basketball. You want to be able to just run out. And if you have quickness, get the ball up, push it out. Teams don't like to get back on defense after they score a basket, so that's the best time to get them.
Hey, well, you know, when you talk about scoring, let's talk about some of the games that you remember that really stand out in your mind for your career. A couple I remember, when you knocked off number one Notre Dame at Cole Fieldhouse, that was a heck of a huge game. And the night, I think you had 38 against Clemson. Was that the ACC tournament? Or 30 in the tournament?
It wasn't a tournament. I mean, I had a very good tournament. I have to say that, yes, an ACC tournament. When we beat Notre Dame, Ernest Graham had a great game. He was one of the most physically gifted players that I ever played with at Maryland. And in the ACC tournament, I would say had a very good tournament. We didn't win the tournament. We lost by 1 point. Somebody missed the last shot, named Albert King. But I was at the casino one day. It's a true story. Around 5 years ago, I'm on a craps table. I play a little bit, and I'm getting ready to play, and someone yells out, "Do you remember you missed that shot against Duke?" and you know what? You know I threw a 7. I mean 11, whatever it is. I crapped. People don't forget. Let me tell you, people don't forget. It's amazing. Fans don't forget. It's great.
Hey, Albert, I don't forget, and no fans forget, the Kenny Dennard undercut of Buck Williams.
I tell Gene Banks that all the time. We're still good friends. Gene Banks, he played at Duke.
Yeah, sure.
And Buck knows it, too. Definitely so. He was laying on his back. But that's part of basketball, unfortunately.
You never went into coaching, though, did you, after your playing days?
No, I never did. I was fortunate enough to meet someone and get involved. I worked at Wendy's for free, and that's how I got into that business. So I never really went into the basketball side. I didn't know what I wanted to do after playing basketball in the pros, but fortunately that part worked out as of now, because you never know. Nothing's guaranteed in life. But I never really got into it. I did some commentating for a little while, but the blood really wasn't boiling for that, so I just went a different direction.
No, I mean, it's...
As you know, I wasn't... Basketball, I loved playing basketball, but it wasn't as people always say, he doesn't seem like he was overly motivated all the time. So that's a good and a bad in life. You live and learn. You live and learn.
That's good advice, Albert. Good advice. What memories do you have about outside of the basketball at the University of Maryland? Coach and I were just talking about all the opportunities there are in this area for a kid to come to school in College Park and to get his degree, and the job opportunities are endless.
It is. I would say that when I was in school, the emphasis was on education, but not as much as it should have been. I'm 63 years old, and I tell it like it is. I think that College Park, Maryland, educationally has grown so much, and I think there's a lot of opportunity from an educational standpoint. And College Park itself, probably the last time I was down there, you can't even recognize it. Just the campus itself, the different buildings, the different facilities they have, it's great. And with that in mind, I think they can compete with anyone in the country when it comes to education, when it comes to basketball, when it comes to contacts, because that's part of life, receiving contacts and getting to know people, not just as a basketball player, but as a person, because that'll come back and help you later on in your life. And with this NIL, which I know nothing about, but I wish we was there when I was playing or when I was going to school, there's so much opportunity on the court, off the court, and just there's different things young people have to understand they need to take advantage of, because life goes very quick, and you have to know that you need to get your education, because there's no guarantees out there. There's no guarantees, right? The first round, second round pick in the NBA. You have to have something to fall back on. You have to have the ability to communicate with people, and people have to have the ability to believe in you. Because if people don't believe in you, you're not going to get no opportunities out there.
Albert, this has been great. Thank you. So I learned something tonight. You're only 2 years younger than I am. 63, huh? That's amazing.
I did I say 63? I meant 43. Excuse me. Yeah.
you better be 23 when I check you in the game against Purdue.
Albert, hey, let me tell you something. The numbers they're getting in the NBA, I wish I was.
I know.
Albert, thank you, Albert.
Hey, Albert, thanks so much. We'll look forward to seeing you when you come down.
I will. And, Coach, good luck with everything. And I'll definitely, hopefully, if you give me the opportunity, stop by and say hello when I come by.
Thank you, Albert. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Albert. Back in a moment on the Maryland Sports Radio Network.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Whether you're tailgating in the stadium lot, hosting your crew of Terps fans, or catching the game at your favorite bar, enjoy the 150-time award-winning rye whiskey brand Sagamore Spirit, the official American whiskey of UMD Athletics. With pronounced notes of rich baking spices and toasted caramel, Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey is perfect for toasting to the team. Visit the Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey Distillery on the Baltimore Peninsula or sagamorespirit.com to learn more.
Hey, Terrapins fans! 3 Olives Vodka reminds you that no watch party is complete without cocktails featuring the smooth, premium taste of 3 Olives Vodka. Their quadruple distilled recipe will bring all the spirit you need this season. It's sure to be a crowd pleaser. 3 Olives Vodka, official vodka of the Maryland Terrapins. Go Terps! 3 Olives Company, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey DMV, it's Coach Loxley from your Terps to tell you why I chose Window Nation. With over 80,000 satisfied customers, locally made windows and installers with an average of 16 years of experience, I trusted my home to them, and you should too. The windows look amazing, and the attention to detail was second to none.
Now at Window Nation, get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy and pay 0 interest until 2025.
Call my friends at Window Nation or visit them online at windownation.com.
This is brought to you by CQ, the official banking partner of the Maryland Terrapins. As Maryland's largest credit union, you can expect a safer, smarter way of banking at CQ. Local banking also means you can expect an investment in your community. Becoming a member is easier than you think. With lower rates and fewer fees, CQ truly offers banking for all that you seek. To find out more, visit cqmd.org.
Hey, Terp fans. Northrop Realty, the official real estate brokerage of the Maryland Terrapins, has sold or placed under contract more than 900 homes in 1 week or less this year. Now's the time to get the most money for your home by maximizing its equity in today's market. Call Northrop Realty at 410-531-0321. That's 410-531-0321 to get your home ready, set, sold.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown!
You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is the Maryland Sports Radio Network on 105.7 The Fan.
The skip pass to Young. Fires the three. He got it!
You're listening to Talking Terps with Coach Willard.
Once again, here's Johnny Holiday.
Chesapeake Employers Insurance proud to partner with Maryland Sports Properties for the best VIP experience at Xfinity Center. That's in the Chesapeake Club for client entertainment. It's available. Business development. Contact Jack Krabby. Learn more at jack@marylandsp.com or call him at 301-405-8073. Terrapins, nice little two-game winning streak. Take on Indiana tomorrow night. The Hoosiers come to town at 15-6. And as Coach was talking earlier, how tough it is to win on the road. They are 3-4 away from Bloomington, Indiana on the road.
You know, I was thinking about if you don't have Window Nation, then you probably need Sagamore Spirits in your house to keep you warm.
Well, you know something?
Because we went Window Nation, then we went Sagamore Spirits. Okay. And I'm thinking, if you're not smart enough to have Window Nation, then you got to have Sagamore.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. With that bad knee that you got, okay, you pop a little Sagamore Spirit, it takes it all away, you know?
I'm going to take your advice on that.
A good game tomorrow night. Good, yeah, good luck. It's going to be a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, Indiana's a terrific basketball team. Trace, you know, two big guys inside are just playing phenomenal. And, you know, freshman point guards really starting to step up. Had 20 in the first half against Ohio State the other night. But Trace Jackson Davis right now is as good as any player in the country. And we have our hands full, but, you know, it's a good opportunity for us. It should be a good game.
And the tip-off is 9 o'clock. Join me along with Chris Nockey and Walt Williams beginning at 8:30. For Coach Willard, for Noah Batchelor, for Albert King, for our entire broadcast crew, Kyle Irway, Johnny Holiday, and good night.
Talking Terps with Coach Willard is brought to you by these network broadcast partners.
Sagamore Spirits, Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, the official American whiskey of UMD Athletics. Window Nation, the official replacement window company of the Maryland Terrapins. CQ, the official banking partner of the Maryland Terrapins.